It's 11 trivia questions on the hit sitcom American Dad for listener Kyle Almer. This is Trivia with Buds. What it be, and welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Thanks for checking out the show. If you're brand new, there are 700 plus episodes for you to go back and listen to. But if you've been listening for a long time, you can go check out the show on YouTube right now. We are now including video versions of all the daily recorded podcasts. So if you want to see some cool stuff instead of just listening to it, you can check out the first seven episodes as the week goes on, recorded at High Point Brewing in San Dimas, California. I have two stickers right here if you're watching on YouTube or you're listening and you want some stickers. If you want to win a High Point Brewing sticker in two different styles, all I want you to do is email or tweet me at RyanBuds or RyanBuds@gmail.com your favorite beer of all time. You can describe it to me if it's not well known. You can just send me the name if it is super well known, and whatever is closest to my personal favorite beer of all time, that person will win both of these High Point Brewing stickers. I'll hit you up, I'll respond to you and say, hey, you got great taste just like me, and I'm sending you two stickers. I just need your address. So get ready to win those in the snail mail if you match up with me on one of my favorite beers of all time. If nobody matches me exactly, I'll just go with whoever gets closest. Again, hit me up at RyanBuds or RyanBuds@gmail.com. If you want to play trivia with me or bingo at a bunch of different locations all around Southern California, you can always go to my website, www.triviawithbuds.com. Click on locations, explore the venues, and you can RSVP for a bonus point or bonus cards to any event on the website. I just switched some stuff around on the website. Some new pictures are up. Me in a Stranger Things shirt holding up a Stranger Things lunchbox now greets you on the homepage. I feel like everybody likes Stranger Things to some degree. So go check that out. You can see logos for companies I've done shows for, like Netflix and Disney and Marvel and the LA Lakers. And you can book a party or inquire about anything you might need help with in the world of entertainment, trivia, bingo, or comedy-based. Hit the contact form on top of the website to do that. All right, guys, it's time to jump into some American Dad trivia. I've seen about a dozen episodes myself, so I'm not super savvy, but Kyle Almer is a Patreon subscriber, and he loves the show. So hopefully he gets something out of these 11 questions, and maybe you will too. We're going to dive into those questions right now. Here we go. All right, here we go with some American Dad trivia. Question number one, Steve Smith has a girl's name for his middle name. What is it? Question number one, Steve Smith has a girl's name for his middle name. What is it? Question number two, which government agency does Stan work for? Question number two, which government agency does Stan work for? Question number three, what are the names of the gay news anchors on the show? Question number three, what are the names of the gay news anchors on this show? Question number four, Stan's boss, Avery Bullock, the deputy director of the government agency Stan works for, is played by what distinguished English actor? Number four, what actor plays Avery Bullock? Question number five, what is Francine's hot sister's name on the show? Question number five, what is Francine's hot sister's name on the show? Question number six, what nationality is the goldfish? What nationality is the goldfish on American Dad? Question number seven, which actor did Francine vengefully obsess over? Number seven, which actor did Francine vengefully obsess over? Number seven. Question number eight, what happens to Steve after watching a werewolf movie? What happens to Steve after watching a werewolf movie? Question number nine, which folklore villain is Stan's dad? Is it the Grinch, the Boogeyman, Krampus, or the Devil? Which folklore villain is Stan's dad? Grinch, Boogeyman, Krampus, or the Devil? Two questions left to go. Here's number 10. What is the name of Stan's unpublished children's book series? What is the name of Stan's unpublished children's book series? and your two-point bonus question, number 11. What are Steven Rogers' fictional detectives called? What are Steven Rogers' fictional detectives called? Those are all your questions for today's quiz on American Dad. Kyle, I hope you nailed the quiz. We'll be right back in just a second with the patriotic answers. We're back with the answers to American Dad trivia question number one. Let's see what you got right and wrong. Steve Smith has a girl's name for his middle name. What is it? That name is Anita. Anita, one of the female characters, if you play Guess Who. She has, I think, a mole. That's what I would always say for Anita, to try and figure out who had her. Number two, which government agency does Stan work for? The CIA. Three big letters, CIA. Number three, what are the names of the news anchors? That would be Greg and Terry. Greg and Terry. Number four, Stan's boss, Avery Bullock, is the deputy director of the government agency Stan works for and is played by Patrick Stewart. Great character, great voice on the show, Patrick Stewart. Number five, what is Francine's hot sister's name on the show? Gwen, like Stefani. Number six, what nationality is the goldfish? German. It's a German goldfish with that accent. Number seven, which actor did Francine vengefully obsess over? That would be Mr. George Clooney. Who doesn't obsess over Mr. Danny Ocean? And number eight, what happens to Steve after watching a werewolf movie? He doesn't turn into a werewolf, but he does get attacked by a wolf. Steve gets attacked by a wolf. Number nine, which folklore villain is Stan's dad? Is it the Grinch, the Boogeyman, the Krampus, or the Devil? That would be Krampus. Number nine, Krampus. Number 10, what is the name of Stan's unpublished children's book series? It's called Patriot Pigeon. Patriot Pigeon, number 10. And the bonus for 2 points, what are Steven Rogers' fictional detective names? They are Wheels and the Leg Man. Wheels and the Leg Man. That is it for today's quiz. 11 questions. Hope you had fun with those on American Dad. And now we have one more question on American Dad related. It's called the question of the day. Brought to you by Funky Monkey Designs of San Dimas, California. Check them out for all your printing needs. FMDesignsInc.com. You can click the link right in the show notes for easy access to their website. Question of the day is, what former member of NSYNC moved to Russia to train as a cosmonaut? Send me your answer at RyanBuds or email RyanBuds@gmail.com to be eligible for a prize. Yesterday's question of the day for who got sued over Do You Think I'm Sexy? That was Rod Stewart. And your trivia team name of the day is Rod Stewart Little. See what I did there? Nice combo team name. That is it for today's episode. If you are in need of a topic that I have not done on the show, drop me a line or go to patreon.com/triviawithbuds and donate $5 or more a month. And then you get to pick a different topic of your choice every single month, just like Kyle did for today's episode on American Dad. Do it and help the show grow bigger and better every single month. Thank you guys for listening to the show. Thanks for telling a friend. Thanks for leaving iTunes reviews. And we'll see you tomorrow for more trivia with me. Cheers.
This Valentine's Day, Dunkin's got the perfect pairings to show your love. So get down on one knee with a dozen brownie batter donuts and a cocoa mocha signature latte. Or make them swoon with a strawberry dragon fruit Dunkin' refresher with a Cupid's Choice donut. Are you ready for love? America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com. Save big money.